What's up, y'all? It's your girl Kenelia back for another episode of Black News, a podcast where we break down current events, hot topics, and local stories involving Black people. Now let's get into it. So to get started, I'm going to mention one thing that I forgot to bring up last week. There will be a Freaknik documentary coming out next year in 2024. I repeat, Freaknik is coming to Hulu. The Freaknik that you heard about, the Freaknik that we heard about as young children, okay? If you are an older Black News listener, this the Freaknik that you was at. They coming out with the documentary. Them boombox video cameras that they had on their shoulders. You know, the ones that weighed 40 pounds that you had to put the full tape in and take the tape out, swap the tape out. It had the microphone, the size of a boom mic that's used for large scale movie productions. That video camera, them video cameras, somebody found the box of VHS tapes. And by somebody, it sounded like it was Jermaine Dupri and a couple other people. They put it all together in the Freaknik documentary is coming to Hulu next year. The streets shook. The streets are shook. Now, I'm not shook. I was a young child when people was at Freaknik. Freaknik, if I'm not mistaken, started as a small HBCU picnic in the 1980s. And then over the years, it ballooned into a massive weekend where Black people congregated in Atlanta and did whatever. Now, whatever it could have been, there were concerts, performances. It was people gathering, people that lived in the city, people coming from out of town. It was the part that people shook about. It was a lot of asses out. It was a lot of groping. People on cars. I heard stories where traffic used to be so bad that people used to just park on the highway, get out, and just start dancing on top of cars and on the streets and in the highway. I'm talking about packed. But when I say the streets is shooketh, I'm meaning the people who have now grown up who don't necessarily need you all up in their business. Especially on their business when they were in they late teens, early 20s, mid 20s to late 20s. So we all have heard some of the stories. And if you haven't, some of those could be, you know, it was kind of like, you know, like Girls Gone Wild, but for Black people. And there are other weekends and other events that are a part of Black culture over the years that have been a part of Black culture over the years that were kind of similar. There was Bike Week. I believe there was one in Daytona and Myrtle Beach. They had like a Greek picnic. And it wasn't Philly because that one don't be getting too crazy. But there are events similar to those where people have historically been doing the most. Mardi Gras, people going to show their tits for some beads, okay? I've never been, allegedly. Okay, I ain't never seen it. But the thing about this Freaknik documentary is you literally gonna have now people with full-on lives, families, kids, husbands, wives, who are probably or could possibly be caught on camera doing some crazy-ish. Now, it originally started the chatter about this. The backlash was people saying, yeah, y'all mamas gonna get caught out there being wild and y'all gonna find out what y'all mamas was doing and y'all mamas and y'all aunties and y'all mamas and y'all aunties. Blah, 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 blah. But there was one particular video that dropped on Twitter, and I'm assuming TikTok and Instagram, because y'all know all of the socials gonna have it, where it was a fraternity that I will not name directly. Members of that fraternity were talking about women and getting groped and what was happening at Freaknik, and they were sounding sketchy as hell. So what that then did is shifted the conversation to say, some of y'all daddies gonna be on these Freaknik documentaries on this footage sexually harassing women. Let's just keep it a buck. It's gonna be bad for everybody. Now, personally, I'm interested to see how they pull that off and drop the footage. Because when people were down there with cameras, nobody was signing agreements. Nobody was signing authorizations to use their image. Nobody was signing NDA. Wasn't no paperwork. There wasn't no paperwork. You was just down there showing your booty hole and you went about your business. Okay. It wasn't no like, oh, can you sign this paper so we can record you showing your booty hole? Like, it wasn't none of that. So I personally don't know how they are able to drop this with all of these people in here in these documentary videos or movies or segments or episodes, however they're going to do it. I don't know how they're going to do it without getting in trouble or getting sued. Because with that said, I also read a post we don't know who real and who fake out here in social media. Okay. People be lying. They be creating fake pages and starting trouble. But one post said, again, allegedly, this is just, I'm reading straight from the source. It said a group of prominent Black professional women, including doctors, lawyers, and judges, are suing Hulu over the Freaknik documentary, hoping to block the film's release. They said, the film doesn't represent who I am today, and I wouldn't want my past actions to affect my career. You damn right I wouldn't want it to do that. I'm with them. And the fact that they got the statement from them, if it's true, that means that some people in the footage have been identified or they've been able to be identified, and they probably reached out to get the sign off to say that they can use their images in those videos. And they probably was like, hell no. Like, this the thing. We always talk about, like, thank God social media wasn't around when we were younger. Thank God social media wasn't around. These new kids, they put anything on social media. They wild. They just be doing anything. Blah, 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 blah. I'm willing to bet y'all, if we had social media, we would have been doing the same damn thing. I would have been dancing and doing the damn most. All if TikTok was out in the 90s, I would have been doing every damn TikTok challenge. I would have been twerking. I would have been, you name it, I would have been doing it. I wouldn't have been eating Tide Pods and shit. I have limits. But we would have been a part of everything that was a part of our generation. It didn't matter what the time frame was. Kids going to be kids. Teenagers going to be teenagers. Young adults going to be young adults. And Freaknik going to Freaknik. Okay, you going to Freaknik to Freaknik. So I'm a watch, but I don't know how they're going to pull it off. And I'm a big believer of let people be who they're going to be, and who they were was who they were. So for people to be put in a position where it could jeopardize what they have going on right now, I don't like that. I don't like it. Let people do what they did when they were younger. I just don't like it. So I'm gonna watch it, but the backlash of this gonna be something we ain't seen. We ain't seen it. Well, we ain't seen it. We gonna see it. We gonna see y'all daddies over there also too, talking crazy and looking crazy and looking like predators. Because again, the conversation at first was all that people was jumping out there about what women gonna be doing and what they gonna have on and your mama. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but your dad. Okay, your daddy. Prep your daddy. Some of y'all daddies ain't on social media. Tell them what's going down. If your daddy was in high school or college between the years of 1985 and 1998, give him the heads up. I'm just saying. Are y'all gonna be tuned in? Y'all gonna watch the Freaknik documentary? It's still a ways away. It sounds like it's not coming out till April of 2024, so we got time. But when it drop, let me know. Let me know what y'all planning to do. Are you gonna support it, or are you gonna take a stance and decide that you don't want no parts of the footage? Hit me up on social media with your thoughts. This past week, a young Black teenager was shot in Kansas City because he showed up at the wrong house accidentally to pick up his twin siblings, and a white man, an old white man who was 84 years old, I believe, shot him. He shot him once, then proceeded to shoot him again. Ralph was then taken and was in ICU. It sounds like as of now, when I'm recording this podcast, he is on his way home and is in recovery. So it's so much to unpack with this. There's so much to unpack. So first, we know as Black people, we can't do anything. We know it. We know it. We can't get Skittles. We can't have no sweet tea. We can't sell loose cigarettes. We can't sell DVDs. We can't go out. We can't mind our business. We can't play with toy guns in the parking lot. We can't go to school. We can't, in this case, pick up our siblings. We can't accidentally go to the wrong house. We can't put our hands up and say, don't shoot. We can't drive. We can't run from the police. We can't stand up to the police. We can't fight the police. We can't just stand there and do nothing. We can't talk back. We can't have an opinion. You can't pull your license out. You can't ask why you want to see my license. You can't jog. There's so many things that we cannot do. And I'm not saying that lightly or as a joke, but it is literally becoming fact. We can't do anything. But as time continues to go on, it still is so baffling by the types of things that get Black people shot. And in this case, I thank God this young man, this young boy, did not lose his life over this. Okay, so that's the first thing. The second thing, we often associate dangerous situations or danger towards Black people. And we're getting away from this. I'm glad we are. We used to kind of also always associated this with like living in the hood or in the South where racist things happen, or inner cities where stuff like this was taking place. It sounded like this was just a regular old neighborhood. This wasn't no gang activity. This wasn't the South. This was just a boy in Kansas City showing up accidentally at the wrong place and almost losing his life for it. But then that leads me to my next point. Black people, Black listeners, and we know this, but we really need to really wake up. It don't matter where you are. That whole regional concept or people being attached to regions being more racist or more discriminatory than others, those days are gone. I have lived in multiple places in this country. When I tell y'all I experienced the most racism or have noticed and seen the most bigoted acts by non-Black people in the state of California. The state of California. And I've lived in the South. I've seen more bigotry in the state of California than anywhere else. So don't get it twisted. It happens everywhere. And with that, before I even continue on, I do want to mention that the man who shot Ralph, at first, they said he went to the police department. They questioned him. He was there for a little while, maybe a couple hours, and they sent him home. It wasn't until Benjamin Crump and Lee Merritt, who are two of the most notable names, and Sean King, three of the most notable names in Black causes and Black civil rights. The only person missing was Tamika Mallory. Okay. Once they got looped in, this became a huge national story. People in the local community showed up in front of that man's house, and then they put the pressure on local authorities to press charges and to charge that man. It wasn't until then that they decide, oh, shoot, well, maybe we should look into it. So with that, he was charged with two felony counts. Let me be clear. He faces charges of assault in the first degree and armed criminal action. They issued the warrant. They went and he got a mugshot. Y'all know we got to go through hell and high water to get somebody arrested. So we already knew this. Not surprising. And there's a GoFundMe for young Ralph. It seemed like it's doing pretty good. Go please support that young child and his family. He plays the saxophone. He sounds like a good older brother. He is a good kid. And listen, you shouldn't have to be a good kid to get justice. You shouldn't have to be a good kid to not get shot. But going back to that point, when they released the mugshot for this man who committed the crime, y'all know when we think about what like racists and bigots look like, we have a picture in our mind about their appearance. They got like a scowl on their face, real bad skin, beady eyes, one maybe cross-eyed or one veering off to the side. They yellow. They look like they've been smoking Newports or Marlboros for the last 50, 60, 70 years. They hunched over, teeth bad and rotten. They just look, they fit the description. Y'all, when they dropped the picture for this man, I said, of course that's what he looks like. He looked like everything I just described. He looked like, he looked like bigotry personified. Not surprised. No shocker. No need for the spoiler alert. That man looked like a man who would shoot a black child who showed up at his door. And it was another point that I saw on social media. There is a young TikToker who, his name is Khalil. I forget Khalil's last name, but he is that young brother who I believe went to Yale or one of the Ivy League schools, who posts social commentary on social media. And it has really, he got a real big following with other people within Gen Z because, you know, he's a black content creator and he thrives and his traffic is driven on giving accurate history around black people and people of color. He made a good video today that it really speaks to this situation overall. That man who shot young Ralph is 84 years old, which means he was old enough to have been around when people were being lynched. And if you're old enough to be around or old enough to even have participated, I'm not really gave a shit, I'm pretty sure that in your mind or your heart, you might be comfortable with shooting a black boy in this day and age. Why? Because you are around when black people can get killed and no one will be held accountable for it. You can literally watch someone get hung, mutilated, and murdered and just go back home and take a nap and go to school the next day. So this man was around during then. He was around the rise of the Ku Klux, the Klan. He was around 24 years old when Martin Luther King Jr. was murdered. He was a grown man when that happened, which means he was a child and being raised when segregation was popular, when people were resisting against equal and civil rights. Martin Luther King, Malcolm X, that whole movement, this man was a big ass adult, which means he was already old when the Black Lives Matter protests happened. He was probably already formed his own ideals. He was probably already set in his ways, which then gives someone the audacity and what they feel like is their right and privilege to shoot a young black boy who accidentally rings your doorbell. I'm just saying, we have to remember who we are in the world and sharing spaces with. When the Civil Rights Act and all of those laws switching and reversing segregation, when all of those were passed, that did not change people's minds. That was not a switch in people's minds or their hearts to say, you know what, you're right, black people are equal to us. No. All of those people in those photographs we saw yelling at kids and throwing stuff at them and spitting on them when they were trying to go to school or desegregate buses and just live their normal and daily lives sitting at lunch counters. Those people went on to raise families and kids and have grandkids. Those people are still walking around in the world with those same views. So we just need to be aware who we are in spaces with. I'm not saying that all of these, everywhere we go, we're going to deal with those interactions, but we got to be careful because now you, in addition to not being able to do all of those other things I mentioned, we can't go pick up our siblings and accidentally, pull into the wrong and show up at the wrong house. And adding, it's also a gun issue because we just saw the news where that 20-year-old woman, I believe it was in the state of New York or somewhere on the East Coast, she turned into the wrong driveway to back up and go in the opposite direction, and she was shot dead. People out here going nuts. Y'all, we got to be careful. But with that said, did you all see the story about young Ralph Jarl? Thank God he is alive. Because one thing I do not want to be doing again is having another story about a young man or young woman losing their life. but he is in recovery and we need to see swift action taken against that old man. What did y'all think about the overall situation? Is this your first time hearing about it? Or have you been staying up to date on the different stories and information that's coming out about it? Hit me up with your thoughts and let me know. Another thing that happened out of nowhere this past week was news that Jamie Foxx was hospitalized and apparently stable now in an Atlanta hospital due to some medical complication. And I bring that up and say that it's cause for concern because of the amount of people that have been tweeting and posting and speaking out, praying for his recovery. People don't do that when you sprain your ankle, you break your leg or something. You know what I'm saying? Like, the amount of support that this man has gotten has me concerned and shook, because I know one thing, nothing better happen to Jamie Foxx. Okay. Nothing better happen to Jamie Foxx, who is the most talented person in Hollywood. And I'm gonna stand on that square. Now, this is what we know. Jamie Foxx was in Atlanta filming a movie. Apparently it stars Cameron Diaz, who's making a comeback because y'all know she retired, but whatever. His daughter, Jamie Foxx's daughter, posted something on social media out of nowhere, a statement, and it said, "From the Foxx family, we wanted to share that my father, Jamie Foxx, experienced a medical complication yesterday. Luckily, due to quick action and great care, he is already on his way to recovery. We know how beloved he is and appreciate your prayers. The family asks for privacy during this time. Much love, the Foxx family." Like, if something just randomly happened, you ain't putting out no statement. You put out a statement when something bad happened. So prayers up to Jamie Foxx. I have not heard or gotten any inkling from anybody in the business about what happened. Now, I have not been doing no digging. I am not doing no digging. I could, but I'm not going to do it. I'm not. I'm going to respect that man. But I will say, for our sake, we need to keep that brother lifted in prayer and pray for a speedy and a positive recovery. But with that, let me add to why I say Jamie Foxx is the most talented person in Hollywood. One thing I realize out here is people know how to do a lot of stuff. You meet somebody who is an actor and they can sing. You meet somebody that's a dancer and they can act. You meet comics who be singing all the time. Maybe some singing ass N-words. Okay. You understand? People be really knowing how to do a lot of stuff. And you know, to me, I really am a believer. God gives us gifts. And I really think that he gives people, the more troubled people or people who had a harder time, he gives us and them more opportunities to shine. And that's just a personal theory that I have about the goodness of God. Amen. But I say that to say, Jamie Foxx is one of the only people who can sing. He can play an instrument, the piano. Now, to get as fluent on an instrument as he is, that's a lot of hours putting in. So he can sing, play the piano. He can act. And I know people be watching TV and they be like, "Oh, I can do that. I used to do that when I was young too. I used to watch stuff and be like, oh, I can do that. That shit hard. I don't care who you are." The craft of acting and transforming yourself into a character, that is not easy work. Jamie Foxx does that. I didn't mention, he does stand-up comedy. Again, the thing about comedy and comics, good comics, they make you think that they just up there talking. They make you think it's just effortless. Humor is effortless to an extent. You either naturally funny or you're not. But in order to get really good at comedy, you got to trick the audience into believing that you just up there winging it. And to be a master at that, you got to be the shit. Jamie Foxx can do all of those things. He can act. He can sing. He can play an instrument. He can do stand-up comedy. He can do characters. Jamie, name another person who can do all of the things at the level that Jamie Foxx can do. Name another person. Just hit me up on social media. If you disagree, and I don't think many people will, name somebody else who is just as talented as Jamie Foxx. Because we can name a lot of talented people. but can do all of those things and do them well, he the one. So, okay, let me know what y'all think about it. One, let's keep him in prayer again. Jamie Foxx, praying for that man's safe recovery. And two, do you agree with me? He the most talented entertainer in Hollywood. Hit me up on social media. Let me know at Kenelia. To recap this week's episode, we talked about the Freaknik documentary that's coming to Hulu in April of 2024 and the backlash or possible backlash that may come about once that footage actually drops. Then we discussed the shooting of 16-year-old Ralph Yarl in Kansas City by an old white man and the charges and surrounding events that took place in regards to that situation. Then sent up a quick prayer to our brother Jamie Foxx, who is recovering in, I believe, Atlanta due to a medical complication that he experienced. Hit me up and let me know what you thought about all of these topics or none, and I'll check back with you guys next time. That's it for this week's episode of Black News, y'all. Thanks again. Thank you. And thank you again so much for sticking with us, supporting the podcast, liking and subscribing on all apps where podcasts can be heard, rating 5 stars and leaving a comment. It helps more than you know. So I really, really appreciate it. And keep sharing Black News with all of your friends and family. Be sure to hit me up on social media if you got ideas for topics. Or just hit me up in general to let me know you've been listening. Let me know your thoughts. I'm at Kenelia on all platforms across the board. That's at Kenelia, like Kenny and Ophelia. Also check my website. I got some shows coming up in Los Angeles County. Hopefully get on the road soon. But for now, if you're in the LA area, hit me up. Check Kenelia.com for show dates and details. And as always, thanks again so much, guys. I hope you have a fantastic week. Keep supporting, keep growing, keep building, keep staying safe, and keep staying healthy. As always, again, I'll see you back here next time, same time, same place. Bye.